The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'm going to be your host as we talk about the 1982 horror movie
Parasite.
Parasite. You have only seen the preview. In 3D, you will live the film. Parasite. The first futuristic monster movie in 3D. Parasite.
I rolled that. Do you hear that?
That was
pretty
nice.
Good.
It's a beautiful
muy,
role.
Muy bueno. Beautiful.
Very nice. Tonight I'm joined by Scott, AJ, Aaron, Todd, and Rebecca. Like I said, we watched the 1982 horror movie Parasite.
3D, D, 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 D,
I never saw an 80s like 3D movie. Is that impressive back then?
I was going to ask that. What in 1982, what made it 3D? Did you literally get 3D glasses when you went in?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny. Okay. 3D keeps like reciprocating. Like it comes popular for years, it goes away, it comes back. It's like a
was it like
constant cycle.
You would view it in the red and blue, like the old school style.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, could you imagine watching a whole movie like that? And then watching this movie. This movie's bad enough.
I can, son. You ever play Virtual Boy?
Yeah, it's true. Okay, that's horrible. All right, so Parasite is about a guy named Paul who's a scientist, and in the opening sequence of the movie, he accidentally infects himself with a parasite. He then starts to wander in the futuristic wasteland that is 1992, while a guy in a black Ferrari hunts him down.
Whoa!
Or a Lamborghini.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
All right. Oh. Sorry. Trying to remember all these plot details. I just angered everybody.
What plot details?
Demi Moore shows up. He accidentally infects some other people with his parasite, and then nothing happens, and then the movie ends. Did I miss anything?
That was pretty in-depth for this movie.
Scott, what did you think of Parasite?
The first 5 minutes, it was intense. I liked it.
Are you describing your love life, or what are you... talking about the movie or
five,
sex
five
life,
minutes
yeah.
What
that's probably too long.
No, I thought it was well made. Camera work was good. The music was sounded like a real orchestra, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just everything else was terrible.
Cool. AJ, what did you think?
I really don't want to talk about this movie.
Cool. Okay, Aaron, what did you think?
Thanks, AJ. Yeah, you can skip me.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Aaron. That's solid. You made a lot of good points there.
Todd,
I thought the music was cool, and I thought it had potential. Like the premise was cool, but man, there was just no plot, like zero plot. And I said it once during the movie, but I don't necessarily think the acting was bad. I just think the things they wanted the actors to say
writing,
was terrible.
Yeah,
so the writing was just terrible. Mm. So it sucks because it feels like a premise that had promise, but I just was not executed on well.
Rebecca?
I thought it was just terrible. I thought the acting was terrible. I thought the writing was terrible. There was no plot. It was bad.
Yeah, I will reiterate that. Interesting premise, ton of wasted potential. I don't know if anyone here, maybe AJ, has seen like early Cronenberg stuff like Shivers or Rabid.
Yeah,
kind of reminded me of those movies. A little bit. But it wasn't entertaining like those movies. It was just so fucking boring. And mm-hmm. The movie, for what it was, took itself way too seriously, which is why I thought maybe of a Cronenberg-style movie. But
yeah,
you'd think with the 3D, it would have been cheesier.
Yeah, it wasn't cheesy at all.
In your face all the time, but there was like three scenes for 3D, and that was it.
When they showed the creature, it was cool, but it was so rarely shown.
Yeah, some of the effects about parasites and exploding body parts were pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah, when it came out of the guy's stomach at the end, that was...
Yeah, that was nice. Well done.
That was pretty gross, yeah.
But you could literally take the interesting scenes and chop it down to a less than minute long clip.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything else is just...
I guess all I'm saying is I could have used one of two things. I could have used a lot more cheese, or I could have used a lot more story. But the fact
you
that
always
there was
one cheese.
The fact that there was no cheese and no story, it was disappointing.
Yeah.
They did attempt a lot of world building.
Yeah.
With the fact that it is like a post-apocalyptic future.
But why?
But that the post-apocalyptic setting really had no impact on the story.
This nuclear stuff falling from the sky.
There's a lot of like casual conversation expose about world building and very little about plot.
Yeah.
And it was real vague when they would talk about it. Oh yeah, the suburbs, there are work camps now. And that's the last you hear.
But what does that matter? Like, it didn't matter at all. Like, because that post-apocalyptic setting impacted nothing. If you would have taken it and it was present day and he accidentally infected himself with this parasite and he's wandering around, the story would have been exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
It'd probably been more entertaining. They could have him run around the city or something.
There's not too much of a threat anyways. Like, it's the end of the world. What does he care if this parasite spreads to these freaking hoodlum teenagers and kills them?
I didn't understand that. Like, they're developing this parasite for what purpose? The world's already gone to shit. Like, and they were going to use this as a weapon? Like, what?
That's what we should try and keep track of. The amount of times that they didn't explain super important things. Because it was pretty important that the government, whatever agency it was charged the doctor, like the main character, the doctor, with creating this parasite. That's thing number one. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was charged with creating it, but why? They never covered that. I'm correct in saying that, right?
Right.
They were going to use it as a weapon or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But for what purpose?
But against whom?
I didn't. I didn't even.
I think
get
they were
going to
use it against that guy who owned the diner.
Scarface.
And what did he serve?
He might have been the best actor in the movie.
Canned fruit, canned beer, and canned soup.
Where do you think he was running to, the doctor? Like, why was he going out into the desert?
I think he was just wandering.
He was getting away from the merchant guy. He's running away from them. That's it.
So that the merchant guy is the guy hunting him down in the black Lamborghini.
Knight Rider.
Yes.
We're not really quite sure why. I mean, it's. I guess we're supposed to assume it's because he has his parasite in him.
Yeah, they made it. The only
he stole them. Yeah.
It's the only bit they explained on that was the merchant work. The merchant works for the government too, and he was coming to get the parasite back because the government charged the doctor with creating it. I don't think they explained it further than that.
And apparently, if you grow up in the suburbs and work for the merchants, it's pretty rough life, guys.
They give you a tattoo.
Yeah, you get to wear like nice suits and drive Lamborghinis, and
I feel like a Lamborghini in the future is probably not a good idea, right? Because what kind of gas mileage are you getting?
You're just asking for attention that you probably don't want.
Exactly.
But they ruined it because it was electric Lamborghini.
He said, but then he filled it up with methanol.
Yeah, I thought he asked for gasohol. Like, no one doesn't ask for gas anymore.
He filled it up with his farts. Isn't that what methane? Isn't that what your farts are made of?
There are a lot of scenes with a merchant guy where he would like be in a situation with like the gang or in a situation with a doctor, and then he would disappear and randomly. Where did he go? He'd be like, drive around the desert or something, and then all this other stuff would happen with the other characters, and then he would pop back into the movie, like, in the same place. I don't know.
It's called filler, dude. Nothing happened in this fucking movie. Absolutely nothing. The movie opens in an interesting scene where he's showing that he's got this parasite infected. And then it cuts to him screaming in his car because he's waking up and it was a nightmare. One, has anyone ever woke up screaming from a nightmare?
Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that? Really?
Yeah, that screaming.
Maybe as a kid, yeah.
Really? Todd, tell me what nightmare it was.
Did they say you
had to go on a low-fat diet? And
no more donuts.
yeah, that one chambered for a while.
Actually, I just thought of it right now.
Right? I'm going to make a donut joke during the podcast. It's going to be hilarious.
Everybody laughed.
That's pretty funny.
What was your nightmare seriously about that you woke up screaming
remember.
From?
I don't remember.
Is it that you were stuck in a marriage and had kids and your life is over and there's no escape? Because I can get behind that.
Everyone's been there.
I don't remember the specific nightmare, but they're usually about falling. Whenever I wake up and actually scream, they're usually about falling.
Falling are pretty common nightmares, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't ever have nightmares of birthing an alien parasite out of your stomach?
Nah, I don't so much have that one.
Are we talking about fantasies or nightmares?
So from there, the movie goes into a scene where he's wandering around and he stumbles upon what appears to be two men trying to rape a woman.
In a kitchen.
Yeah, what was going on there?
Ooh. Yeah, this entire scene that we're about to discuss has no bearing on the movie for me at all. None of the characters come back. Like, none of that stuff seems to matter.
The other thing was, though, that the girl you were talking about, it was like a setup. Like, they knew somebody was coming, and they were going to jump the person.
Mm-hmm.
It made no sense at all. Yeah, because once he kind of beat them up and stuff, then she tried to attack him.
The only thing that maybe it did was his weapon was destroyed, so now he's left without any way to defend himself besides his...
And his weapon was one of the only futuristic things in the movie.
Right.
Because it was a laser gun.
It's a ray gun, man.
And it lasted for 10 minutes of the movie.
That's about how long I lasted for this movie. Yeah.
There's another cool reference to the ray gun. They had it spray painted on the side of that car in the garage.
Ray guns rule.
Yeah, so, they
do. Oh my god, so stupid. So he beats these people up. And then an old man who looks like Robert De Niro comes wandering around and offers him some condom soup.
A.K.A. coffee.
Coffee. He dumps a box of condoms out and he's like, you want some coffee? God, I hate this movie so much.
Well, what else do they use for coffee filters in the future?
Would that work? I feel like if that works, then condoms are probably not very effective. I should mention that all these fight scenes, like between him and this small gang, is all in slow motion.
Yeah.
What would have taken 15 seconds actually takes 3 minutes because it's just like.
I think they did that because the movie was so short; they had to lengthen it somehow.
Yeah. Was that for the 3D? Somebody said that might be for the 3D too. Is that
maybe?
The case?
It was definitely like double frame rate. Yeah.
I think they just moved slowly and shot it at half frame rate because it was very choppy.
Yeah, it was.
Very choppy. I loved his kick, though. His foot was like half a foot off the ground, and he kicked the guy in like the shin. And the guy goes flying through the glass.
The real glass,
yeah.
I just don't understand. Did they ever explain what happened to the world?
Yeah.
No. Nuclear shit fell from the sky.
Right.
That was all.
It was the results of like a third world war or something.
They didn't really explain it further than atomic based.
So is this a thirsty planet or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
Did anyone have dusters?
No, that's a good question, Todd. No, they did not.
I'm here to ask the hard-hitting questions. I don't remember seeing any dusters.
They had enough water to make lemonade. So I'm thinking it wasn't...
There's that sugar, too.
No, it was just really sour.
Oh God! Did you see his face? It's so.
You know what we have
up?
To talk about the gas station.
I don't know if we do.
Well, we got to talk about these prices, right?
Yeah, the prices were out of control.
We got to talk about
how much does gasohol cost.
I wrote it down.
Pretty expensive.
I wrote it down.
You guys want some gasohol?
There was a sign It was $29.98 per gallon for gasohol, $35.65 per gallon for liquid methane, and $40.57 per gallon for unleaded gasoline.
Actually sounds about right.
And then he ends up paying $105 for his fuel in silver coins.
Silver.
Was it coins? I thought it was like a big rock.
No. He shook out the jar of coins.
This is just like the plot line, the Rover. Like, his money's no good.
Money's no good. But they specifically say they don't want to barter either. I feel like that's the commodity of the future.
I think that's
bartering,
right? They're not bartering.
What are they going to do with that silver?
Why would silver have any value? Yeah. You melt it down and you make forks with them so you can eat your canned beans.
That's the classic apocalypse argument.
Is it, Todd? That's classic?
Like, why? You could say that now. You could say that now. Why does a dollar have any value? It has value because we all agree it has value. Why does silver have any
system in place? This is after the world has ended.
No, we don't have a system in place. That's the whole problem.
How dare you, anarchist? I can't believe I have you on the podcast.
I'm just saying, whatever system is in place now, they're obeying the same silver system then.
Because the money's not insured by the government or anything. Is it? You're telling me it is?
The FDIC is still in place after the apocalypse.
That's a false sense of security, anyways.
It's only up to 200,000.
And they can't insure it for everybody. There's no way. The amount of money would be.
We don't even have to focus on our money system for years.
Let's focus on a real
for
money
system. For millennia.
Not ours.
For millennia, gold and gems have been a thing, just like you're talking about. Gold and gems. But you can't eat gold. You can't eat gems. You can't do anything with gold or gems. It's the same thing.
I'm picturing Todd in a leather jacket with rhinestones, and he just walks around like picking them off and handing them to people. Like, I want some soup.
I'm picturing him in a duster.
I don't know. To me, it just seems like trading would make more sense in the future.
I agree. That I agree with. But I see why they're using silver. They're using silver because forever people have.
But they don't make it seem like anything is rare or hard to come by. Like, people aren't struggling for food because everybody has fruit and lemons and shit.
Well, kind of. I mean, that they only have canned goods, it seems. Like, no one has anything. Well, I guess that's true.
Where's this lemon tree? They're growing lemons all over the place. Everybody's drinking lemons.
And Jimmy Hill.
She had that garden because she fell asleep.
She had a garden.
What? Fell asleep? She got punched in the face? Holy shit. Way to exaggerate.
Same thing.
So he does end up trading his watch for a cold can of soup that he doesn't even bother eating.
It's because of the parasites. You know, not hungry.
Oh, and the gang members drink it.
I would think if you had a parasite in you, it would make you more hungry. Like, if you get a tapeworm, doesn't that eat all your food? And aren't you like constantly hungry, but you're not gaining any weight? How do I get one of those?
You don't get the nutrients.
Just go to McDonald's enough.
It'll be fine. Well, in my research for the quiz, I found that there are people that will pay for parasites.
Oh, my God.
So that they can lose weight.
All right, well, let's play this game here.
All right.
What is this? All right,
Chris is interested.
How to get a tapeworm.
Pay for parasites.
That should be good.
Well, the game is I bought you all tapeworms. So we're going to see. No, it's just...
And go!
Some... Fun facts about parasites. They are some
Facts about parasites.
So the answers, some of them are numbers, some of them are just things. Just answer them as you feel.
Okay.
Parasites are the most common form of life on Earth. What percentage of organisms are parasites?
Almost parasites.
Oh, man.
72.
Is it the most common? I'm going to go
22%
with 60%.
7%.
25.
Spiv was closest on that one. 80%.
Wow.
What?
That's complete bullshit. That's bullshit.
80%? That's a lot.
Where'd you find these statistics? On like parasitefriends.com or something?
Some right-wing website about
parasite
Democrats.
Alt-parasite.
Altparasite.com. Ooh,
Spiv wins.
How many different types of mites are there? And currently there are millions of them living in your house.
Oh
but
my god.
But how many different types are there?
Chris is going to wake up screaming from a nightmare tonight about parents.
There's mites on
all
me.
Over him.
3 million.
Yeah, there's going to be millions.
72.
Different kinds of mites?
Different kinds, yep.
On Scott's face.
Dude, they're all over like your eyelids and eyelashes.
But
and
those are just God. The same kind.
I'm going to say
how many different kinds are there?
Dust mites.
Dog
mites. I'm going to say 23.
I'm going to say 100.
Butthole mites.
101.
Thanks.
AJ, what'd you say?
100.
Well, Aaron gets that one because it's 30,000 different types of mites.
And you don't feel them, right?
And they're all in
no,
your bed.
They're on you right now.
Why don't you feel them?
Because they're so tiny.
You gotta take a shower.
You gotta
pee the bed first before they gather around.
Scott,
is
that why you can't feel your penis?
You would know.
What should you eat if you have a tapeworm?
More tapeworms. So they fight it out Thunderdome style in your stomach.
Coffee.
Some,
totally coffee.
Salt,
paper.
Salt food. Salty foods.
Sriracha?
Probably something like a fruit. Like something that wouldn't have...
That canned fruit?
Gin and tonic. G&T.
Garlic and or onions.
So you're telling me tapeworms are vampires?
It apparently makes them sick, so they'll start to squirm around a lot, and then you can feel if you have one or not.
Oh, shit it out, or how do you get
horrible.
It out?
Then they'll squirm around, and I'll just throw up everywhere.
Nightmares.
How do you get it out? How do you get one out?
It goes into your meal. You can't tell if it's the onions or if it's the tapeworms. Oh, gross.
You'll really appreciate this one, I think. How does a vampire fish enter your body?
Through the penis hole, for certain.
It travels up your
I'm
stream.
I'm gonna go there, yeah.
That is exactly correct. It swims up
that
a stream of urine.
Extremely uncomfortable.
That's what happens.
That's
to
why
those
you don't
guys
pee in the
like
water.
South America, though.
Don't pee in the river.
Swimming around.
Don't pee in the river.
Yep. Those can only be removed by a very painful surgery, apparently.
Ooh. Oh my frickin' Jesus!
This is a rough game.
That's what this movie should have had. Some of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
My wiener hurts. We got to move on.
Very Cronenberg. Then.
How many different kinds of parasites can live either in or on the human body?
Oh man, it's got to be thousands.
This
right?
game is terrible. My God, it's making me so uncomfortable. 15,000.
Actually, I don't want to know.
30,001.
I'm still lowballing this. I'm saying 60.
430 different parasites.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Is that why my legs are so itchy?
They're on you right now.
You're only at 415. You got
like when I scratch my arm, am I just like killing a ton of them or something?
They're all over you. Apparently, so there's nasty. Like ones that are in the follicles of your hair.
Oh, I'm so itchy now.
Speaking of hair,
I'm gonna slobber myself in Purell.
What saying that means not feeling well comes from the flu-like symptoms that lice can cause?
Under the weather.
No.
Lice cause what? Lousy? Oh,
yes.
Ooh, there it is.
There it is. I'm feeling lousy.
Yeah.
Gross.
Feeling lousy.
He's so smart.
I didn't realize that you could get flu symptoms from having lice as well, which is gross.
Oh, my.
All those kids have lice.
How about this one? How long is the longest known tapeworm?
Oh no.
3 feet.
Chris.
This is gonna be like 15 feet or something.
Yeah, your small really? Intestine is your small it's intestine huge. Is 23 feet. It's gonna be like 26 feet.
Oh Jesus H Christ.
27 feet.
I'm gonna 20, say 40
19
feet.
Feet. No, I'm going 15 again.
40?
Yeah.
Oh, or is that 3 feet? 3 feet.
It
doubles back.
37 feet long.
Oh!
Is it coming out of his mouth? Like,
dude,
what the fuck?
Definitely doubled back
tail.
In there.
Yeah. It was removed from a woman. I think it was 2001. They pulled it out of her mouth. It's 37 feet. I imagine it to be like a really bad magician's trick.
I hope she was.
she had to be passed out for that.
I hope this is on YouTube.
Who is going to clean all the vomit out of my keyboard in a couple seconds?
37
holy feet.
Shit. People are living with parasites and don't know.
I think a lot more
all
than we
know that number.
No, I'm getting so fat, it's not me. I'd be getting thinner.
Just eat the garlic and the onions.
Oh, use it in everything.
About how many eggs can a roundworm produce in a single day?
Man.
40,000.
A million.
500.
I'm going to say 60.
2,000.
200,000 eggs.
What?
That's a lot of eggs.
And then they're all going to produce more. And they're all going to produce more.
See, why isn't this in this movie? So much possibility here.
Just burn this whole fucking planet down. Seriously. Just set it all on fire.
Last one.
Fire. Start again.
What parasite has been the cause of the most deaths in human history?
Ooh.
Ticks.
Yeah, I'm going to say ticks, actually.
I don't know
about
parasite.
That.
Maybe lice. No, not lice. Maybe
leeches?
Fleas? Oh, that's good.
I'll just stay with ticks.
We've seen this movie.
Wait, directly?
Mosquitoes.
Wait.
Yeah. No, I totally would have said mosquito. I didn't think that was a parasite.
Is that directly?
Proboscis.
Sucked your blood.
Yeah,
but it's not like they're sucking your blood until you die. They're transferring other
diseases,
organisms that kill you.
It's got a proboscis.
That's the most deadly.
Yeah, because malaria and yellow fever and
that
all
that.
That
makes more sense.
Yeah.
God, what a
that was the most disgusting quiz ever. You are
yeah,
welcome.
That just made me feel disgusting.
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna sleep great tonight.
God, my dirty, dirty bed
filled with dust mites and skin mites.
You're washing those sheets all night long.
Christ.
Dude, you might just want to pee the bed anyway. Maybe it'll make it cleaner.
That's true. I'm just gonna pee all over
sterilize.
All right. So
this movie's horrible.
How would you fix this movie?
I would get rid of the gang because that was not helping.
Get rid of the gang.
You could keep the gang, but you got to get to them a lot faster.
And you got
it took 40 minutes for him to get to the gang's hideout.
That one girl in the gang was laughing. It was so horrible. I just wanted to poke my eyes out.
Okay, so get rid of the gang, but keep the gang. Get to them faster and poke your eyes out.
I think the gang did have a purpose. The leader of the gang,
Zeke, who
used to be in the suburbs working for the merchants. Like, I think he has a purpose in the movie. So I don't think the gang is all bad, but it does need work. Like AJ said, half the people in the gang never even said anything. They just like acted stupid and didn't do anything. I think the gang has a purpose. I think they need to get there faster and play the part of a gang.
I would have eliminated like the whole government merchant BS thing, and I would have made it kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde thing where the parasite is like partially controlling him and people are like befriending him, and then the parasite's attacking the people.
That'd be cool.
Like that movie Transformations.
Sort of, yeah. I think that would have been a different take on the movie that would have made more sense for me.
Yeah, he didn't really struggle too much with his parasite. Like that one time he had the shits, but besides that, he was fine.
It would have been cool if there was like more explanation into the parasite. The reason for it being creative, and then what it would do to people, and then actually showing it do stuff to people. Like, let's have some, like, creature time in this film. Right?
Yeah, there was not enough creature time.
And when it was, there was very few moments where it was actually good. There was a lot of stuff which is, they're pulling this, you know, the string along, and move the creature across the floor, or, like, the hand under the blanket, the fist under the blanket.
So it looked like a fist.
I mean, they would use any possibility they could not to show it. They used it.
That is true, though. I don't know if the government really served a purpose in the rest of the movie much. I don't think they needed to be there. It's all about, in the end, it was all about him finding a solution for the parasite, finding a way to kill the parasite. Yeah, the government agency provided like a barrier to that, but it wasn't really that suspenseful or that much of a barrier to get past. I think they could have, like, the parasite was a barrier enough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They could have just done away with the government agency.
Yeah, because in the end, like that government guy hunting him down, like he didn't affect anything with the parasite.
No.
Which was the main threat of the movie, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I guess it was supposed
was
to just...
Was it, though?
I don't know. I guess it was just supposed to, like, motivate him to keep moving or something. I don't know. And that's how he stumbled upon everybody.
I guess I don't really like that they both came together at the end right there. He defeated the parasite and the government agency both
all
at the same
one.
Time.
Yeah.
But it was a bit convoluted to get there.
Oh, definitely. It was extremely convoluted. It was so convoluted that... Like, that government agency guy just constantly comes in contact with this gang that's also part of the movie, and back and forth, back and forth.
And you could tell they didn't know what the hell they were doing there, because at one point they come to, like, a confrontation where the gang cuts off the Lamborghini, and they get out, and they have this little, like, oh, don't kill me, and then, wow, whip out my laser sword. And then it's, oh, that's right, you weren't in the room for that, Chris. That seriously,
pen.
That yeah. seriously comes to an end with the one the government guy looking at the other dude's tattoo, and he's like, oh, you used to be a merchant? And he's like, yeah, I didn't know there were merchants up in here. All right, get up on out of here. And then they drive away. Like, the stupidest conflict resolution ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How is the government still, like, in control of anything? If it's the end of the world. Like, what are they in control of?
Mm-hmm.
The suburbs.
Healthcare.
Parasites.
Maybe they have a lot
healthcare.
Of silver.
Finally
have
universal
the parasite
healthcare.
Was for to control healthcare and keep healthcare prices up.
But see, that would have been cool.
Disease, raise the price, make some money, right?
If the goal of the parasites were like the parasites controlled you or something along those lines, then it would have made any sense.
Yeah, because then you're more like a
it should
soldier.
Have.
Or,
right? Yeah, there's like a purpose for creating parasites.
That would have been cool if the parasite at the beginning took over the doctor, and that's why he escaped, because he's actually being controlled by the parasite that wants to spread, and then it starts infecting other people, and then the main character is the government guy tracking it down, trying to stop it.
And they should have sent a team of guys after him with flamethrowers and burn him.
And it spreads by having sex or something, you know what I mean?
Of course, because we want to see that.
There you go. Fix the fucking movie.
Done.
God damn it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard, guys.
Did
Demi Moore's in this fucking movie? Yeah. Did we talk about
no,
that?
We didn't.
Why is she in this?
She's in this movie to get punched in the face repeatedly.
For real.
That's it.
Everyone has to start somewhere.
It's she really
second
got punched.
Movie she ever made.
That's terrible.
I think the first one was a made for TV movie, so she stepped it up on this.
And then
it's
stepped
a shame,
it down.
Like, she had no point in the. I mean, you can say that about pretty much everything in this movie.
Yeah.
She had no point in the movie at all.
She
had to touch that
bad.
Ugly, ugly main character. I feel so bad for her. She had to put her arm around him. He's so disgusting. He made me sick. He's more disgusting than any of the parasites we just talked about.
What?
I don't know.
What was so gross about him? His eyes?
He was just an ugly man.
If you haven't seen, he basically looks like Jeff Goldblum, but with frog eyes. That's the only way I could really describe
actually.
Him. His eyes are way too big and far apart for his head.
Was he working for you, AJ? He was doing
he was
it for
on him? NYPD Blue.
You like that about him?
I did.
Okay.
He had that Italian
big
line.
Bug eyes.
He did mention at one point that the parasite, when it reproduces, it'll put millions of microscopic spores into the air.
Yeah, what is
and whenever, wherever it touches you, it will grow a new parasite.
They should have shown
what's
that.
Mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what does
some
that
of
mean?
That stuff going in the air? That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, landing on
how
people.
How does it reproduce?
How does it produce?
Yeah.
Science.
Do like the two of them need to get together?
Maybe they're asexual.
Yep. I wanted one parasite on one parasite. Sexy.
Also, the one lives in the guy.
Yeah.
The one's living in the doctor for like weeks here, right?
Uh-huh.
But the other one
10
attacks
years.
People.
10 years, Scott.
Is it 10 years?
10 years.
Exactly.
Wow. But then he has
the
that
other
serum,
one,
though.
He's injecting it with the serum.
Keeping it under control.
Does that keep it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It keeps it calm.
It was like maple syrup he would inject into it to feed it.
It's the other one, like the other one kills people and like leaves them 10 minutes later.
And you know what? That thing came out of him and he still survived the doctor. So why was he waiting for? He should have just got it over with in like
well,
a weekend.
No, okay. Open,
yeah. He didn't
so it
know
came
the
out of him
waves.
Because yeah, he figured out that a certain sound wave could kill it. Like a high frequency sound.
That was bullshit, though. He's like, we have to capture it so I can study it. It's the only way we'll know how to kill it. And then 5 minutes
that.
Later, he's like, oh, sound waves will do it.
No. He's like, I need to go walk in the woods. And he walks in the woods for 5 minutes. And he comes back and he's like, I figured it out.
Sound.
He's probably just walking off the set. And they offered him more money, so he came back.
So he does use the sound waves to take the parasite out of him. Well, actually a pretty cool scene.
That was highly scientific, too, because he extracted goo from it.
Oh, yeah.
And injected into his oscilloscope, which then was used to generate sound waves.
Yes. And in the capture process, he used the blanket to catch it. Even though this thing can go through a human skull, blanket's going to hold it at bay.
You wouldn't understand. It's science.
It's science. I don't understand fabrics. No idea.
I feel like, though, he was like birthing it out of his stomach, but then he was fine. Like, it was a huge hole in his stomach,
I was
right?
thinking about that.
And, like, you got organs and stuff in there.
That's probably a place you don't want to get injured in, the stomach.
Well, lots of goo came out, too.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
When the other people were infected by the parasite, right? Like that one guy, but it wasn't like in him. Mm-mm. Like it was the main character. It was like attached to him.
It's a different
like
version.
A leech would be.
It was like more like a leech. Yeah, it's like a leech.
Yeah, but the one in the doctor, it was like inside his stomach, and it was quaddoing, like sort of.
Well, the one that got the doctor was much smaller to begin with, so maybe it's a different stage in the life cycle or something.
I mean, there's so much possibility with this kind of idea of parasites. I just don't get it.
What would you do if you had a big parasite in you, in your stomach like that?
Probably go to the hospital.
Think so? But it's the future. There is no hospital.
There's no hospital?
It's the mechanics, the marketers.
Pretty screwed.
I'd try sound waves for sure.
Maybe go around and sleep with everybody and see what that does.
I think I'd just punch it a lot.
Punch it a lot?
Yeah, I feel like if I kill it, it'll just sit in there.
He does get punched a lot in the stomach, and it doesn't seem to cause
him or the parasite.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I want to ask a quick question about other parasite movies, because I thought the parasite in this movie looked a lot like Dreamcatcher. How does anyone feel about that statement?
Oh, gosh. We can talk about that.
Yeah, I mean,
days.
It's kind of like a big leech.
I mean, even to the extent that it was like long and worm-like and it had teeth. I've seen Dreamcatcher quite a while ago, but it looks a lot like that.
It's kind of like a tremor, right?
A little bit like those too, but that's the first thing I said when I saw
Dreamcatcher.
They're
called graboids.
Graboids.
Dreamcatcher is such a disappointment.
It's a terrible movie.
All those actors, they had no idea what they were getting into.
So in the end, he gets the parasite out of him in a kerfuffle with the government guy. The parasite that is out of him attacks the government guy. They go outside, they blow up a tank of gasoline, and it blows up the parasite, and then the credits roll, and they're shown some like weird parasite skin for about 3 seconds, and then if you haven't stopped watching the TV, nothing else happens. It's just more credits.
And that was the worst blow up scene ever, because all you could see was the stunt guy's massive flame retardant suit.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty bad.
Why didn't they just not have a Lamborghini and instead have some more creature effects?
I know.
Call me crazy, but I don't need to see a black Lamborghini drive around in the desert for 20 minutes of a movie.
Well, I think Charles Band wanted the black Lamborghini. That was his end game. I'm going to funnel all this money and keep the car.
Probably. Yeah, he's probably...
Because they never blew it up, or he never saw it again. He definitely
Hell no,
it.
They didn't blow that shit up. Kept it. That was expensive. The movie cost like $800,000 to make, and like, what, $250,000 of that was for the Lamborghini?
He probably
he just rented it for the weekend.
With the money.
Maybe. All right. Anything else? No?
Nope.
No. Nothing.
Cool. Scott, would you recommend Parasite?
No.
Okay.
No. I'll use my ratings here. If it was on TV and you're flipping through the channels, just keep going.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Would you rather watch golf or this?
Oh, man. You're a golf
Golf.
Here, huh?
Golf.
I just hate sports in general, but golf sounds terrible.
I'd rather watch an infomercial.
Oh,
really?
An entertainment infomercial?
Yeah, like ShamWow. Or
would you rather watch? Would you rather watch The View or Parasite?
I think I'd rather go outside at that point.
It's not an option. AJ, would you recommend Parasite?
No, it was bad. I could imagine people like going back through like Charles Band like movie collection and getting to this and they're like, ugh. It was terrible, man. Such a waste. So just like all these movies, all these things could have worked for it. They had good special effects. They could have used more of that. A story of some kind, you know, like not that hard. It really isn't.
Aaron?
I'm going to say if you want to watch a bad movie about parasites, go watch Dreamcatcher instead.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's awful, but it's still way better than this.
There's a bunch of parasite movies we still need to watch. There's a movie called you know what you Ticks do? And...
Yeah, no. Don't watch any of this shit. Don't watch any of this. About?
What do you say?
Go watch Slither. That's a great movie.
Oh, Slither
is a lot
of
fun.
Yeah.
It's so much better than this shit show.
Todd, would you recommend Parasite?
Nope, I would not. I would say definitely watch Dreamcatcher instead of it, though. I thought Dreamcatcher was okay. I thought Dreamcatcher was way better than this. I think we can at least all agree on that.
Yeah. Rebecca?
Absolutely not. I mean, in the hour we've been talking about it, we've spitballed like 8 ideas that could have improved this. So if they would have just thought it through a little bit, it could have been better, but it was just bad.
Yep. Movie's boring. Boring, 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 boring. And any potential it had was wasted. An interesting premise goes nowhere, and I could have been okay with sitting through 45 minutes of nothing to have some badass creature effects for the last half or last third of the movie. It would have made it worth it, but you don't get any payoff. So it's just a waste of time. I just feel so bad about myself now. And
it's really itchy. Like,
it's itchy.
It's all the mites all over you right now.
Make sure you look at your food before you eat it closely.
Oh, God.
Beware of those 37-foot tapeworms.
Yeah, you don't want to be pulling a 37-foot tapeworm out of your mouth
That's
later.
That's right.
Yeah, I got to find a video of that.
Would you really want to see that? You really want to see that?
Yeah,
would you
I'm
want to watch
Scott,
that?
I kind of want to see that.
I saw a video, they were cleaning out this guy's ear, and you didn't know what they were doing. They sprayed some water in it, and this giant bug crawls out.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Scott, can I ask you a question?
Like grasshopper size.
Oh, when you're watching this, do you have your pants on or no?
the zipper's open.
Oh, God. All right, so next week we're going to check out the 1994 action fantasy movie, Immortal Kombat! Nobody did the music.
I thought you were going to patch the music in.
Oh, yeah, we did just say that. If you like what you heard, go to iTunes.com and leave us a review. We just dropped a brand new episode in the video show for Creatures from the Abyss, so make sure you check that out because that was a really cool movie. And I guess until next week, don't get any tapeworms up your butthole or something. I don't fucking know. I'm done. Tired talking about these stupid parasite movies. Whatever. See you guys later. Okay, bye. That's one hell of an outro. I'll tell you that right now.
Don't get any parasites up your butthole.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.